Napoleon was so displeased that he removed the King of Spain and put his own brother, Joseph, on the throne. The Peninsular War, fought on the Iberian Peninsula, which contains both Spain and Portugal, was a failure. Napoleon was an excellent strategist against standing armies, but guerrilla attacks were another matter. Similarly, when Napoleon began his march to Russia in the summer of 1812, he likely did not expect the very untraditional style of fighting from the Russians. They would practice a scorched earth policy, scorched earth policy. This scorched earth policy ensured that the French troops would not be able to sustain their forces on the road. After the tie of the Battle of Borodino in September, the Russians showed how determined they were in their use of this policy. They burned down their own city of Moscow to the ground to ensure that Napoleon would not have a base camp over the brutal Russian winter. Napoleon's original summer force, which had been 420,000 marching into Russian territory, only numbered 10,000 when crossing back before Christmas. These mistakes cost Napoleon his empire. Pouncing on his now weakened territory, Austria, Russia, Britain, Prussia, and Sweden joined forces and met Napoleon's armies outside of Leipzig, present-day Germany, in late 1813. Even after this disastrous loss and the enemy marching into Paris itself, the emperor still refused to give up. Nonetheless, his generals and armies did give up, and the Allied forces banished or kicked out Napoleon to the Mediterranean island of Elba in 1814.